Penguin Audio presents Your Kids Are Your Own Fault, a guide for raising responsible, productive adults. Written and read by me, Larry Wingate. Why did I write this? Look around. Our kids are a mess. They are over-medicated, over-indulged, overweight, over-entertained, under-educated, underachieving, under-disciplined, disrespectful, illiterate brats with a sense of entitlement that is crippling our society, and it has to change. Don't agree? Then you aren't paying attention. Not my kid, you say. Well, then you aren't paying attention. If you were paying attention, then you would know that our society is full of kids who can't read, can't write, except with their thumbs when texting on their cell phones, and think that their teachers, their employers, their government, and their parents owe them a living. Yeah, there are exceptions. If you know of one, count your lucky stars. If you've actually raised one of those exceptions, then bless you. And thank you. We all owe you a debt of gratitude for raising a productive, contributing, responsible member of society. I'd hug your neck if I could. For the rest of you, wake up. Your kids are a disaster. How do I know that young people are such a mess? Take a quick trip to the mall. You'll see insolent teens smoking cigarettes outside the front doors, skateboarding punks who dominate the sidewalks, and the young professional $30,000 millionaires buying crap they can't afford to feel good about themselves and impress people who don't give a crap about them. While you're there, I want you to buy a cup of coffee. You'll be lucky to get a young person working in the coffee shop to look in the eye and say thank you, or do much more than grunt at you. Yet they are ticked off if you don't drop money in the tip jar. Then walk into any retail store. You'll be lucky if you can get the employees to stop talking to one another long enough to notice you're in the store or put down their cell phones long enough to speak to you. When you leave the mall, go home and turn on your television and watch the news for a while. You'll see that it's full of stories of people who bought houses they can't afford and want to blame the predatory lenders for giving them the money, even though they lied on their credit application to get it. You might also hear stories about how, on average, American students are ranked below 2/3 of other countries. Then I want you to flip the channel to any of the entertainment news shows. Check out Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, or TMZ. Look at how the young Hollywood elite behave. See them drunk, without their underwear, crashing their cars, filming their sex lives. Then know that these are the role models for your kids. Then turn the channel to ESPN or any of the other sports news shows and see how our athletes are being busted for drug abuse, rape, dogfighting, and any other number of felonies, and know again that these are the role models for today's youth. Hold it, Larry. I thought this was a parenting book. It is. And all of these issues are parenting problems. Pay attention here. Financial problems? Bad parenting. Poor customer service? Bad parenting. Illiteracy? Bad parenting. Lousy educational system? Bad parenting. Bad grammar? Bad parenting. Crime? Bad parenting. Teenage pregnancy? Bad parenting. Bad driving? Bad parenting. Entitlement issues? Bad parenting. Corruption, bad parenting, racism, sexism, childhood obesity, all bad parenting. Got it? Have I been clear, or should I keep adding to the list? Because believe me, I could. Here's what it comes down to. All societal problems could pretty much be prevented through better parenting. Are there exceptions? Of course there are. There are always exceptions, so don't bother raising any with me. I know about them already. My point is that for the most part, the problems in our society exist because of lousy training from mama and daddy. And don't bring up the whole, a lot of people don't have a mama and daddy to teach them, Larry. I am aware. For now, I'll give all those people a pass. Not for long. No one gets a pass for long. Even the people who didn't have parents, had lousy parents, or were raised by wolves, sooner or later have to learn and demonstrate personal responsibility. But it still goes...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?